This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I was on KABC Radio this morning with Leo Terrell and Leanne Tweeden, and I guess we were talking about the thousands of injuries that occur during Christmas time. Thousands. Apparently a new study reveals the dangers of celebrating Christmas. Are you kidding me? It's Christmas. Okay, we celebrate it, we have fun, this is the best time of the year. But apparently, thousands of people go to the emergency room for a variety of reasons. They injure themselves from their Christmas tree, from the electrical lights, from putting up the lights, sleds and toboggans, and even falling off the lap of Santa Claus. So the study comes from Advances in Integrative Medicine. It's based on an analysis of hospital records for injuries connected to Christmas products and activities between 2007 and 2016. Now, they said the authors took a little playful approach. It does highlight serious safety hazards. So, like, you know, remember Clark Griswold, right? You know, did he accidentally burn the Christmas tree? Was it the Christmas Vacation movie? And when Chevy Chase played Gerald Ford on Saturday Night Live, you know, everybody always kind of makes jokes. But apparently, there are people that fall from roofs while installing Christmas lights. Some get attacked by squirrels. Some, you know, ladders fall and, you know, heart attacks during snow shoveling. This is not really the easiest time of year for a lot of people. Get this, they say 240,000 injuries were due to sleds and toboggans. Holiday decorations, especially the electrical ones, were behind an estimated 36,000 injuries, while 80,000 were from other types of decorations. Apparently the title is called Santa Baby, Hurry Extra Carefully Down the Chimney Tonight. Prevalence of Christmas, Santa Baby, hurry, hurry extra carefully down the chimney tonight. Prevalence of Christmas-related injuries between the years 2007 and 2016 in the United States observational study. They say ER docs and nurses treated an estimated 20,100 injuries associated with Christmas trees, 17,900 from artificial trees, and 2,200 from real ones. Researchers also found that 277 children were hurt during interactions with Santa. Almost 300 kids in that time period that they actually, you know, clocked in and logged. It's not talking about every other, you know, hospitals that didn't document it. Kids falling off the lap. They also say some of these kids get hurt because mom makes them go up to Santa and the kid screams and starts to run. Now, I love Santa Claus. Santa Claus is probably one of my favorite people on this earth. But I've met some not so cool Santa Clauses. The best Santa Claus ever, I have to say, the best, most authentic Santa Claus every single year is the one where it's in northern Arizona. It's like the Grand Canyon Railway. There's a train. It just kind of drives in the desert. It doesn't really drive on the near the Grand Canyon. It's miles away from the Grand Canyon, about maybe 20 minutes from the Grand Canyon. But it takes you to, supposedly, the North Pole. So you take your kids. It's really cold in northern Arizona this time of year, unlike Vegas, where I live. So it's just about a three-hour drive to get to Flagstaff. It's kind of near Flagstaff, Arizona. And even though if any kids are listening, we're not talking about, you know, North Pole and Santa. We're talking about, you know, Santa's up there at the North Pole. I get that. But technically, we take a train to the North Pole. Your kids are supposed to be in their pajamas. You get them all bundled up. The problem is you're standing outside in the cold for a while. I mean, it's cold. It was even snowing one day. It was really cold, but that's okay. But then you get all, but the kids are excited. They get all warm and toasty, and we're Jewish. And the kids are excited to see Santa and do this. So then we get on the train. They got their blankies. They got their pajamas. And then they serve hot cocoa, chocolate chip cookies, and, you know, the real good chocolate chip cookies are the big chocolate chips that are melted. And then Santa comes. And Santa comes and then gives you little bells and things like that. So Santa's on the train. And then everybody sings songs, you know, and, you know, decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Well, they'll, like, sing all that kind of stuff. And then we get to the North Pole. And I don't know if we drop Santa off. I kind of forget because I'm, like really loving my hot cocoa and my chocolate. So I'm on a sugar buzz, right? And I'm, like, singing, and I'm trying to lead everybody in the singing, right? And then we head back, and it's, like, it's fantastic. But the Santas that uses, I forget what the name of the company is, like Grand Canyon Railway or whatever, those Santas are the most authentic looking, and the most, they really, that it's Santa. It's really Santa. On those. Problem is a lot of these malls, okay, there's Santas that just don't even look like Santa. And so kids are smart. I mean, we've taught them about stranger danger. So you bring them up to a strange man, tell them to sit on their lap. That's against every evolutionary instinct that kid has. So they flee. And when they flee, they get hurt because there's people all over the place, or you get hurt. Plus, keep in mind, it's very wet and snowy in certain areas around the country, and so there's a lot of wet floors, there's muddy floors, you know, some parts rain. So apparently, a lot of the injuries that they found, which is very interesting, according to Journalist Resource, most of the people who were injured were white. A small fraction of injuries involved those who were black, Asian. I don't believe the research team looked at injuries among Hispanics. But they were so surprised finding such a dramatic ethnic difference. Now, the one thing I'm noticing this Christmas is I don't see as many Christmas lights. I don't see as many houses have Christmas lights like I used to. There used to be neighborhoods loaded with them. And it's, I don't know what it is. Is it that people don't really live in Vegas and they're just there for part of the year? Is it because it's really expensive to get the lights and have somebody help you put them up? Or are people tired of the injuries? But I'm really kind of sad to see that Christmas isn't as lit as we want it to be. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of us who were really big on 80s sitcoms, and I think 70s sitcoms, we say goodbye to Penny Marshall. Penny Marshall was notorious, not notorious, but was famous for Laverne and Shirley. And she was, Dungeon Mark said, I go now. Anyway, so I loved Laverne and Shirley. I think Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days. And so, unfortunately, Penny Marshall, who just always, you always thought she was in her 30s, 40s. She just always had, was young and pep and happy and whatever. Apparently was 75 years old and died from complications due to diabetes. And, 75 nowadays isn't, considered elderly, but she was 75. actor, director, producer, and what was so iconic about her is she, I mean, I think she directed Big. She, you know, she was... She, people always kind of preferred her over Cindy Marshall and Laverne and Shirley, you know, because, you know, Shirley was kind of uptight and Laverne had the chutzpah. You know, she was a little bit more raunchy. She was more flirty. And didn't she hook up with Carmine in the end? I forget. You know, we always wanted she and Carmine to hook up. And so, you know, she was, she also always made like Pepsi and milk drinks, which I thought tasted horrible, but it was something that she tried to coin. But what made her famous is she always had an L on her shirt. She would just wear a shirt and have an L on it. And that I'm really big on marketing and PR, and I love seeing what went viral, you know, in the past and what was so, you know, iconic. And for that show, what was so iconic was a cursive letter L on her blouse. And it was, I remember people were having that type of stuff on their clothes. It was just something that was, I don't know, you know, pretty popular. But what also was very fascinating about Penny Marshall is she had metastatic lung cancer that went to the brain. Apparently she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in 2009, 2010, depending on the report. But then she went into remission by the year 2013. So this woman's a fighter. Unfortunately, she succumbed to complications of diabetes, which could include cardiovascular disease, stroke, renal failure. As we get more information, we'll let you know. But our hearts and prayers are with her family right now. And she had lost her brother Gary Marshall a few years back and her best friend Carrie Marshall. And she had said that she was going to die of a broken heart. So you wonder if that was part of it. May she rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some more morbid news. A grandma dies after she was catapulted from her wheelchair outside a hospital. An 88-year-old great-grandma was flung from her wheelchair when it hit a pothole. This was outside a hospital's emergency department. Audrey Worrell was being taken to a taxi area after leaving a Royal Hospital in England. And I guess she was seen for a broken wrist. So her family is now calling for an investigation, claiming her wheelchair hit an unused treat pit in the path, and she was flung to the floor. The great-grandmother of five, and well-loved, I guess, she was a landowner, or a landlady, like a landlady. She suffered a fractured skull. She also broke her neck, and then she bled in the brain. Unfortunately, she died Monday with her family at bedside. So Gary Worrell said his mother was catapulted from the wheelchair after hitting an empty tree pit. It was dark. The front wheel had slipped. She fractured her skull neck. And they don't blame her carer because the carer screamed for assistance. Taxi driver came to her aid. But they got her back to the hospital. Unfortunately, she didn't have a CT scan until 11:30 p.m. She was in so much pain, people could see she needed help. Nurse came out with the results, told her what the injuries were. Then that sent her into a panic, and unfortunately, she passed away. Now, you know, when they talk about injuries and deaths that happen at hospitals, when they talk about that, these are some of the stupid things that do happen and can be prevented. You know, I gave these reports a real hard time when they were blaming hospital deaths. Didn't they say 12,000 deaths a year are from things that happen in a hospital? Are you kidding? No. I think they said 100,000. There was some statistic that 100,000 deaths a year were caused by a mistake at a hospital or a doctor. And I'm like, are you kidding me, really? But I would agree that many do happen as a result of some careless stupidity. Now, keep in mind, I mean, the patient population is more vulnerable. So somebody who broke a wrist who's 88 years old, if she suffers a fall, it's not going to be good. So if there's any falls that happen at a hospital, and they can happen, unfortunately, it can go bad. I remember when I was in training, there was a guy who had been nauseous, and he was given some nausea medicine. And he started to get a little loopy. And he decided to just get out of bed and start walking around, and then he trips and falls. Breaks his hip. Now, he lived, but that's the problem. People get loopy, they're confused, and they get up from the bed. Now, as a medical provider, you don't want that to happen. So what are your options? You can't restrain them to the bed. You don't have enough staff to sit there at the bedside and watch them. So usually what we do is we pull up the handrails. And the handrails are very difficult to manipulate when you're the patient in the bed. But if somebody comes to the bed, they can undo the handrails for you. So if you're in a type of hospital bed and we think that you're going to start running around, or because you're a little loopy or confused, maybe you have sepsis, whatever, we're going to try to have some sort of enclosure so you don't get up out of bed. But some people, they pull out their ET tube, they pull out their IV, they pull out, and, you know, you usually have a nurse per 3-4 patients. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But you don't usually have a one-to-one nurse to patient. And the nurse has to go to the bathroom once in a while. So I wonder if what we really need to do is start deputizing some of the family members that are there. You know, because, you know, the family, the patient would be like, oh, God, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Help me up. Well, we should wait for the nurse. No, you do what I say. And, you know, the family member's like, yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. And then they let the family member get, you know, stand up, et cetera. So there's a lot of things that we could prevent. People coming in with dirty hands, little kids coming up and kissing grandma and grandpa on the mouth, playing with their IV tubing, a whole variety of things. So we all need to do a better job, especially in medicine, but it's a shame. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a Kentucky woman who apparently was permanently disfigured in a firework accident. And we had a family member who lost an eye due to a firework. And we're coming up on New Year's Eve. We don't talk a lot about New Year's Eve because it's all about Christmas right now. But New Year's Eve, there's going to be a lot of fireworks. And Chrissy Young is 38 years old, and she has a completely different face because she was at a friend's barbecue back in 2015. She said she was chatting with pals, and the firework fired sideways instead of blasting into the sky. It rocketed into her head and exploded, shattering every bone in her face and leaving her fighting for her life in intensive care for 41 days. She lost an eye, suffered brain hemorrhage. She ended up being paralyzed on the left side, ended up spending almost a year in rehab, is currently unable to walk or stand unaided. Why? Because a firework went sideways. She's an aunt of five. She wears an eye patch. And so now she's warning about the unregulated firework displays. She goes, I don't remember anything about the night. The last thing I remember is swimming in the pool earlier that day. But from what I've been told, no one really knows what went wrong. One of the fireworks must have been faulty. And instead of going into the air to explode, it went sideways. She said, I was just standing in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, a bunch of us are going to be leaving, going off for the holidays, and then we're going to be, you know, enjoying the New Year's festivities and lighting fireworks, you know, around your backyard, etc., you know, is also a New Year's Eve thing. It's not just a 4th of July thing. And having a family member who lost an eye, see what happened here. I mean, it literally went into her eye and into her brain. I'm surprised she's still alive. So, you know, careful with fireworks, careful having fun. All right. When we come back, I'll try to cheer you guys up. I know this wasn't really, really fun. Actually, this is interesting. Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline are going to merge. We'll tell you what they want to do. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News.
Senate leaders are working on a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the government for the next 6 weeks. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells you what he believes Nancy Pelosi would do if the government would happen to shut down.
She'll just wait until January the 3rd, and when she's running the show in the House, and then send us a budget without a penny for the wall.
Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is on Capitol Hill today speaking behind closed doors to House Republicans. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he's very interested about that meeting in 2016 between former President Bill Clinton and Lynch.
These issues and Loretta Lynch's participation in that, those all need to come out today because it all points to kind of a double standard here. What happened to Hillary Clinton, what's happening to Michael Flynn, and anybody associated with President Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So two of the biggest pharmaceutical giants, GlaxoSmithKline and Pfizer, are going to merge. They're going to create an over-the-counter drug giant, according to CBS News. They're going to merge their healthcare divisions, creating an over-the-counter drug giant with combined sales of $12.7 billion. This new business will be spun off within 3 years. British-based Glaxo will own 60% of the joint venture, while U.S.-based Pfizer will own the remaining 32% stake. Now, this joint venture is going to bring together Glaxo's brands like Sensodyne, Voltaren, and Panadol. Panadol is like a Tylenol derivative. And Pfizer will then join them with their Advil and Centrum, as well as others. Shareholders, I guess, have long pressured Glaxo to break itself into two companies. one that focused on pharmaceuticals and vaccines, and the other on consumer healthcare. So Galexa will split up to do this within 3 years. Emma Walmsley, CEO of Galexa, says that with the future intention to separate, the transaction also presents a clear pathway forward for GSK to create a new global pharmaceutical vaccines company with R&D, research, and development. The deal is expected to close in the second half of 2019. Well, so what does that mean? Well, it means pharmaceutical companies are pretty powerful, and it means they're thriving, especially in an environment that we thought would be toxic, like one caused by the Affordable Health Care Act when it comes to pharmaceuticals. And we do need more R&D. We need more drugs. We do. I know many of you guys don't believe that, but I, as a doctor, seeing what's happening with antibiotics, seeing the antibiotic resistance, seeing what's going on with narcotics, we need more research into a variety of things. One is into vaccines, okay? So if I got to run a pharmaceutical company and I wasn't worried about money and I wasn't worried about shareholders, I would be in the front of the room going, I object. No, I would be in the front of the room saying, look, we need a vaccine for this new acute poliomyelitis or this polio-type illness that could be caused by an enterovirus. We still aren't 100% sure. That's causing kids to become paralyzed. I'd like to see that. I would also want them to work on a vaccine for cancer. I would also like them to work on the universal flu vaccine, where you get one shot, just like when we get tetanus, etc. Maybe we need a booster in 10 years. But a pretty much universal flu shot that'll help us no matter what flu strains are out there. I would also like to see more vaccines and medications available for things like Ebola, some of these really nasty viruses out there, Zika, and maybe something that helps prevent Alzheimer's. And then superbugs, something that can manage microbials that are becoming resistant to antimicrobials. And then I would want my pharmaceutical company to come up with something that affects the pain receptors in the brain so that you don't become addicted to your narcotic or feel chronic pain to the degree that a lot of people out there do. Now, is anybody else working on those? Do we have the government working on those? Not really. You need private enterprise working on that. Pfizer has been one of my favorite drug companies because Pfizer came out with the Z-Pak. They came out with Zyrtec, you know, medicine for, you know, allergies, which I use and didn't make me sleepy. Came up with Zoloft, which we use for, people that have anxiety or depression. Came up with Viagra, came up with Lipitor, Norvasc. Most of the drugs I'm very comfortable with come from Pfizer. So I'm a fan of pharmaceutical companies. I'm not a fan of the prices, and I'm also not a fan of the little guy kind of being pushed out. You know, I mean, what's happening with Amazon and a lot of companies where Amazon is just becoming a bigger, bigger giant, I see that happening with hospital systems and medical systems, and, you know, I'm also seeing it with pharmaceutical companies. Two big guys merge. And, you know, we're going to have this Walmart approach to everything. And if you want anything boutique, it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more. But the problem is that's just the way things are moving right now. But we do need drugs. I know you think we got too many out there, but I have some people with high blood pressure that the medicines out there just don't work anymore. Same thing, you know, these new cholesterol medications, these inhibitors, these PSKIs, we'll tell you more about those, but those are the ones that, for the people with familial hyperlipidemia, some real dangerous high cholesterol, these things are phenomenal at maintaining good cholesterol levels. And I'm blown away. And you would think, well, we have enough cholesterol medication. We don't. And I know people think, all right, these pharmaceutical companies are trying to convince us and brainwash us into thinking we need these new medications. I don't know. Ask anybody who had a superbug and lost their legs. Ask anybody who got Ebola. Now, speaking of Ebola, apparently the Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, is now reporting they have up to 319 people dead. This is now one of the deadliest outbreaks, the second most deadly outbreak, compared to the one that happened in 2013 to 16, if I remember. But now we have 312 people dead, and the Ministry of Health said Tuesday that 542 Ebola cases have been reported in the province of North Kivu, 494 of which have been confirmed. Of the 319 believed to have died from the virus, 271 have been confirmed. And as we know, Ebola causes fever, severe headache, some cases hemorrhaging. It kills about half of those infected, but we think the morbidity rate is even higher. Fatality rates in individual outbreaks have varied. So the World Health Organization has been having a hell of a time trying to contain this because you have an armed conflict in the region and you really kind of have a lot of non-engagement from local communities. You don't have a lot of local communities going, all right, let's help. Let's help kind of quarantine. Let's get everybody vaccinated. Let's stop people from leaving who could be sick. They're not really being that active. Why? Because people want to flee because of the armed conflict. And many people don't trust outsiders. Now, North Kivu includes the cities of Beni, Kalunguta, and Mabalako. And I guess they're the epicenter of the outbreak. I think there's a population of at least a million. And a lot of cases have been now reported in the Ituri province. So they're having trouble containing this sucker. The public health agency estimates that more than a million refugees and internally displaced people are traveling through and out of North Kivu. And again, there's a lot of movement because of what's going on with the armed conflict. So the one in 2014, that Ebola outbreak killed 11,000 people. It's Congo's 10th epidemic since 1976, and this is the second this year. There was a little one that ended earlier in the summer, and then this new one started. So, you know, for me, when it comes back to pharmaceutical companies, et cetera, I would love to develop more of these vaccines. It costs money, and somebody has to buy them. So the World Health Organization has to buy them. Somebody, you know, you can't just have a pharmaceutical company make something and then just donate. Okay, these things cost money. And that's how things work. And so, you know, I'm for capitalism, and I love private enterprise, and I see how we need it. But you can't knock it, and we aren't going to be able to do much in terms of, you know, sway the way things go with prices if we don't have enough competition. And if we don't have government helping out, if government really doesn't help out, and they really don't do a good job with a lot of things anyway, then we're going to have to rely on these private companies. These private companies, they are going to merge to get bigger and stronger. I don't blame them. There's a recession coming soon. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Quick question for any of you techies. I got the new iPhone XR, and I set up my voicemail. But I don't have visual voicemail, and there's no prompt that allows me to edit. There's only one button that says call voicemail. So I can't edit or fix my voicemail. If anybody knows how to do that without shutting off the whole phone and resetting the whole entire phone, I would really appreciate it, because this is kind of messed up. I don't understand why I can't fix my voicemail. And I'm ready to, you know, trade this phone in. It's a problem. You know, the technology just blows my mind. Well, we did it to ourselves. Got some news here. Facebook, we're being told, secretly allowed Netflix and Spotify to read our private messages and share our personal data with Silicon Valley giants like Amazon and Microsoft. as recently as last summer. This is a New York Times expose being reported here by Daily Mail, where Facebook granted access to hundreds of millions of users' data, to 150 companies. Now, remember, Mark Zuckerberg stood before Congress and said, we don't sell data to anyone. But a New York Times expose has revealed that Facebook gave 150 companies access to our data without our knowledge or consent. Records obtained by the Times reveal that the amount of data Cambridge Analytica received from the Facebook app paled in comparison to the access that was granted to Amazon, Spotify, and Netflix. They gave Netflix, Spotify, and Royal Bank of Canada, again, according to the New York Times, the ability to read, write, and delete Facebook users' private messages and to see all participants on a thread. This is according to internal records. It also allowed Microsoft's search engine, Bing, to see the name of all Facebook users' friends without their consent. They say Amazon was allowed to obtain users' names and contact information through their friends. Yahoo could view streams of friends' posts. As of last year, Sony, Microsoft, and Amazon could all obtain users' email addresses through their friends. Now, they say Facebook never received monetary payment for this kind of access. It's argued that these major companies were merely acting as an extension of Facebook, which is why any information that a user shared with friends on their site could be shared with companies without their consent. Now, Facebook denied this yesterday, that these companies misused users' data, but it didn't really talk much about the Times' revelation of how much data their partners were given access to. So Steve Satterfield, the site's director of privacy and public policy, said, Facebook's partners don't get to ignore people's privacy settings, and it's wrong to suggest that they do. Satterfield also told the Times that none of Facebook's partners had violated the 2011 consent agreement with the Federal Trade Commission. That promised that Facebook users would need to get permission before their data could be shared with other companies. But they say many of these deals helped bring in new users and drove up advertising revenue. Facebook's People You May Know, which is a friend suggestion tool, I get that all the time. You know, people who I haven't talked to in years, it'll come up saying People You May Know, and I'm like, I do know that person. How do they know that? Was one such feature that the social media giant utilized data acquired by its partners. So this tool has been pretty controversial. It was introduced in 2008. It sometimes suggests connections between estranged family members or even a victim and their harasser. Now, Facebook's business partners were exempted from the privacy rules through the deals, they said in internal records. But the deals made tech businesses, online retailers, automakers, entertainment sites, media organizations that date back to 2010 are all active in 2017. And some still remained in effect. So if you allowed user data to be shared, it's still ongoing. Now, Zuckerberg told Congress in April that Facebook users now have complete control over everything they share on the site. But an extensive investigation by the New York Times has revealed that it's not the case. They interviewed 50 former Facebook employees and government officials and reviewed more than 270 pages of the company's internal documents. The Times also performed a number of technical tests to determine exactly what information was being passed between Facebook to its partner websites. Facebook made deals with over 60 makers of smartphones. So there's even more stuff that's going on here. But what does that mean for you or I? Well, first of all, anything you do on social media, expect it to not be private. And I think we all understand that. I think we know that we could post a picture of ourselves and then someone would share it. And even though there are ways Facebook could block that, I know that whoever works at Facebook has access. I get that. And, you know, I as a medical doctor, I'm a little bit biased and jaded when it comes to how this whole privacy thing happens because, you know, I as a doctor tell you that your medical records are private. Nobody will know that you have a diagnosis of syphilis. But then I as a doctor am required to give the insurance company a code for syphilis. Then that code, which has your name and the code attached to it, goes to an insurance company, goes to a lab to draw the blood, goes to a specialist, and how many different people have access to them. And, you know, some of the codes we eventually have memorized. Somebody could look up the code. And so medical records aren't really private. You know, if I go to the doctor and I'm like, look, I need a lab slip. And they're like, okay, what is she testing? Is she testing your vitamin D or your estrogen levels? I think she's testing my estrogen levels. And she went to order a mammogram and a breast ultrasound. Yes, because I'm looking here. Your last mammogram, which was normal, was a few months ago. You see, I mean, staff have access to the records. So this idea of privacy, see, to me, the definition of privacy is something that only you know or you control who knows. So whatever happened with my husband and I on my honeymoon, well, I already told you guys about that, so that's okay, right? I mean, we really don't have privacy, you know, because I'm very open about everything. But let's say I was a normal person. And I wanted whatever happened between me and my husband on our honeymoon in private. It would be private. It would just be just between me and him. Unless he told his brother or his best buddy or I told my girlfriends or we videotaped, it's private. And I know there's that privacy because only I know and he knows. That's privacy. Medical records, no, not private. Medical records and data from that. And it's true. Nobody can fax your medical records without you giving permission. But if you're going to a specialist or insurance needs to authorize an MRI, they want to see your medical records. Life insurance. Did you guys know every time you apply for life insurance and you give them permission, they are combing through everything. Everything to see if there's a way for them to not insure you. So whatever you do online, any Google search, if you look up porn, if you are lying to everybody about your weight, but you're buying a dress that's bigger than you want people to know, that is all, that's not, now, may not be public knowledge, but thousands of people have access to that if they wanted to. Now, the only way you and I sleep at night is we go, okay, well, hopefully nobody cares. Hopefully nobody gives a damn. But that's kind of not what, you know, the average person or hacker is looking for. They don't care about your dress size. They care about the credit card you use to buy the dress. They care about what you're into in terms of friends or cars, etc., so that they know how to advertise. But I mean, it's all about money. So be careful out there, people. Only way to be safe is to not use the internet. But I don't think any of us are up to that. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.